news about Uruguay? If you've been paying attention to the growing buzz among expats, you probably have. Hi, I'm Dan Prescher for International Living, and today I'm talking to a guy that you should know if Uruguay is on your radar screen. Juan Fisher is managing partner at the law firm of Fisher and Schickendance, and what he doesn't know about residency, tax, and investment in Uruguay probably isn't worth knowing. He's a favorite at International Living conferences, and today I talk with Juan about the vast potential of this prosperous little South American country on this edition of Finding Your Overseas Paradise. Juan, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's a pleasure talking to you. I assume that you're in your office now in Montevideo, is that right?
Yeah, hi Dan. It's my pleasure as well. Yes, I'm in Montevideo. It's the start of fall, so it's always good to get somewhat of a season change after the exciting summers you have here in Punta del Este.
Yeah, yeah. And your seasons, of course, are reverse of the seasons in the Northern Hemisphere, which is one reason so many North Americans, especially U.S. and Canadian citizens, like it down there in Uruguay. And I know from talking to you at many of our International Living events where you speak and provide services to our attendees there, that Fisher and Schickendance, the law firm that you work for, is very high on Uruguay. And give me just your personal opinion on why so many North Americans are interested in Uruguay right now. What is it? What do they tell you attracts them most about Uruguay, Juan?
Yeah, you know, Dan, one of the advantages Uruguay has that it makes it stand out is its stability and its safety. I would say that those two coupled with the fact that the European origin makes the North American, the Canadian blend in easily. So you know, it's a very comfortable place to be in. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the number of applications for residency in the country, they tripled over the past 3 years.
They tripled over the past 3 years. That's amazing. Tell me a little bit about residency, Juan. What does it take for a North American to get residency in Uruguay? What are the flips and twists?
You know, the process is very simple. You just require three documents, your birth certificate, proof that you can support yourself, and a clean police record. And so by presenting those on the date you preset for filing your application, you immediately obtain a national ID, and you are a temporary resident from day one. And then after that, all your paperwork just goes through the bureaucracy. You don't even have to renew anything or submit anything else. You don't have to invest in the country or buy property or anything. So it's a very friendly system for the applicant.
It is, and it's very different from some other places. You immediately become a temporary resident while your papers are being processed for more permanent residency. Is that right? Do I understand that right?
Exactly. You get a temporary national ID, and later on when you get the permanent resident, you'll get that renewed or replaced by a definitive one.
Yeah.
And you get certain advantages from day one. Obviously, from day one, when you apply and you get that temporary resident card, you can stay in the country indefinitely. You can come and go, obviously. But there are other benefits. For example, from day one, without having to wait to get the definitive residency, you can bring all your household goods free of import duties.
That's incredible. And I know the healthcare system in Uruguay is top-notch because I've talked to a lot of expats who have lived in Uruguay or are thinking about going there who are very impressed with the healthcare system. Would that be based mostly in Montevideo, in the capital, or is good healthcare available throughout the entire country?
Good health, basically in Uruguay, 90% or 80% of the population is in the south, and the most populated cities are Montevideo, which has half the population, and then Punta del Este to the east and Colonia to the west. Those are the three main centers, and in those three main centers, you have that good quality health care. If you go further inland, you'll have in different places good quality health care, But, you know, most people will always go to those places. Some people to Rocha, and Rocha is pretty good as well.
Mm-hmm. The large urban areas will have the best healthcare and the best trained doctors, though. And Montevideo, or Uruguay, is justifiably famous for its beautiful beaches along the eastern coast, especially Punta del Este, which is the playground of South America. But there is a lot more to Uruguay, and I know that you're especially interested in the agriculture situation in Uruguay. What makes Uruguay such a great place for commercial agriculture?
You know, Uruguay, along with its neighboring countries, part of Brazil, part of Argentina, mm-hmm. sit on some of the best agricultural land in the world. Now, the advantage Uruguay has is that it's the easiest place for the foreign investor to invest in, in land or anything, you know, as opposed to Argentina and Brazil, which have restrictions. Mm-hmm. In Uruguay, anybody can own property. Anybody can own as much property as they want, whether they're local, foreign, resident or not. So you have the natural conditions. You have a market that's untouched by the government. You know, there's very little taxation in agriculture. Uh-huh. And you have, obviously, this global commodity boom and foreseen increase in demand, which makes it very attractive to invest in agriculture in Uruguay.
Right. The demand for food is certainly not going to go down anytime in the near future. And you say that anybody can own as much land as they want. What is the best way for a foreigner to get into agricultural investing in Uruguay if they're interested in it? Because I know you handle a lot of that. Fisher and Chicken Dance is very deeply involved in helping people do the right thing to get invested in Uruguay farmland. Is there a formula that a foreigner would use to come down there and become a commercial farmer? Is it best to partner up with a local resident, or can they just show up and buy land and start farming? What's the best way to do it?
Yeah, you know, one of the advantages is that first of all, Uruguay has a very strong law that states that local and foreign investors are treated equally. Mm-hmm. So that makes it very easy for the foreign investor to engage in any kind of business.
Right.
And you don't need a local partner. As a matter of fact, in agriculture, basically, you have two choices. You buy a piece of land, and obviously one of the main concerns you're going to have, or the main objective, is holding to a stable asset, a store of value, which will keep increasing in value. And then your second consideration is, okay, what returns do I want from that? You can rent it out very easily. There's a very liquid market for renting it out for about 4%, not a huge return, but decent. Or you can hire a farm management company. There's plenty of farmland management expertise in Uruguay. Uh-huh. And they'll run it for you. They'll do everything from A to Z. They'll send you the pro formas of what you need to invest to put the crop, and they'll take care of everything, wire the proceeds after harvest to you. So basically, it's a very easy hands-off operation that you can engage people with expertise in Uruguay to run it for you.
It sounds very well organized. Obviously, it's a well-organized industry down there in Uruguay. Tell me about financial considerations for foreigners, Juan. How easy is it to start a bank account? What are the considerations for getting money in and out of Uruguay? I know it's a very stable country politically. How about financially? What's the banking system like?
Yeah, Uruguay's been known as the Switzerland of South America for many decades because of that stability and the open and solid banking system. 30-35% of deposits in Uruguay are of non-residents. So that gives an indication of how friendly it is to people from abroad. And basically, the rules are the same investor-friendly rules that apply for everything apply in banking. Mm-hmm. You can wire money into the country without any restrictions, without the obligation to convert it to the local currency. You can keep it in the currency you want. Mm-hmm. When you wire money back out for whatever reason, a profit, dividends, or whatever it is, again, no waiting periods, no taxes, no withholding of any kind. So it's very simple, very friendly. To open a bank account as a foreigner, basically you need a reference letter from any bank, proof of address from your home country, and you know, some indication, compliance indication of how you make your money, basic bank compliance rules. But it's very friendly.
It really does sound, again, well organized. Uruguay has a very well organized financial and residency system, it sounds like. Where do you find most of the expats that you talk to, especially at the International Living Conferences, where are they most interested in Uruguay? Is there a place that's attracting most of the attention?
You know, usually Montevideo, because it's such a friendly, easygoing city with its walkways along the beach, mm-hmm. is a favorite. But also you have Punta del Este. Obviously, Punta del Este has a lot of year-round life and activity. And then you're getting an increase in interest in towns like Colonia or Rocha. Rocha is the province to the east of Punta del Este. It's the next thing after Punta del Este. So looking medium and long-term, a lot of people are interested in Rocha as well.
Wow, that sounds great. Juan, if people are more interested in the financial or agricultural aspects of Uruguay, what's the best way that they can contact you with any questions they might have?
Yeah, you know, regarding the farmland, mm-hmm. the agricultural investment part, as a matter of fact, we opened a division at our firm 3 years ago.
Ah.
We have a specialized website for it called UruguayFarms.com.
Uh-huh.
And basically, it was done to assist those non-farmland sector investors, you know, the people who want to invest in farmland but have never experienced anything in farmland.
Right.
So we basically walk them through the process, explain where they should buy, mm-hmm. and we know all the brokers in the U.S., so basically we introduce them to 2, 3, 4 brokers depending what they're looking for,
uh-huh.
so they can see the options. We later screen them for them if they want to, and obviously we take care of the conveyance of the deed, the structure of the purchase, and help them in either leasing it out, getting a lease, or contracting a farm management company.
A full range of services. And it sounds like it's become popular enough that it's justified you guys starting a dedicated website for it. What was that website address again, Juan?
Yeah, it's www.uruguayfarms.com.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously anybody can write me or write our firm, and I'll give you the easy address. info@ss.com.uy. SS as in Frank, Sam.
Mm-hmm. That is very simple for Fisher and Chicken Dance. Juan, thank you so much for being with me. I look forward to seeing you at the next conference that you attend for International Living. And I have to tell you, the value proposition for Uruguay sounds really, really compelling, which I guess is why so many people are at your table at those conferences. I thank you for being with me today, Juan. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
No, thank you, Dan. My pleasure.
Sign up for International Living's free daily postcards at internationalliving.com/radio and get a free report on the world's top retirement havens. These free daily postcards will give you more information on living the good life for less overseas. Thanks for listening to International Living Radio. You can hear more episodes of Finding Your Overseas Paradise at internationalliving.com/radio.